Blog Talk Radio.
It's time to get your gossip on and spill some tea. Are you ready?
Join in or listen to Celebrity Tea Talk.
The good, the bad, and the ugly of celebrity life around the world. Grab a cup of tea, turn off the volume, and get ready.
You are listening to Michelle Noel on CTT,
Celebrity Tea Talk Radio. Let's get started. Who should we talk about today?
Hey guys, welcome to everybody on Live Me. Welcome to everybody on Blog Talk Radio. Before we even get into the whole celebrity thing, I've got to tell you guys what happened to me today at Whole Foods. Oh my God, thank you for all the love. So, you know, guys, Whole Foods is not cheap. Okay, let's be real. Whole Foods is not cheap. Okay, if you're going to go in there, you're dropping some coins in Whole Foods. Okay, so I decided today, you know what, I was just in the mood to get some Whole Foods today, and I was going to go ahead and go over there. If you don't know what Whole Foods is, guys, depending on where you are, it's kind of like an upscale supermarket where if you're like really into like gluten-free and you're really into like eating, you know, healthy, like that's the place you go to shop. So here I am at Whole Foods, right, and I picked up all my food, and I'm going to the register, and I'm going to pay for my food, and I noticed this girl walking by this area in Whole Foods. And you know, guys, sometimes when you're in a supermarket or you're in a place to eat, like you pick up food, they'll have this area that's kind of open that has like candies and chocolates and cookies and things like that that you could like pick up on. So this girl walks by, and I'm not kidding you, she probably was like, I don't know, 22, 23. She's walking by with a Louis Vuitton bag on her shoulder. There's pretzels and all kinds of like candy and stuff like that that's open that you're supposed to buy, right? You're supposed to scoop it up, put it into a bag, and like buy the candy. This girl walks over to where the chocolate-covered pretzels are, which are exposed. You're supposed to buy these now. She puts her hands in the pretzels, picks some of them up, and eats them. I'm cringing as I'm watching her do this, guys. I'm cringing. Like, she is literally putting her hands into food that people are supposed to, like, purchase and buy. How gross are you? Okay? How gross are you? And you have a Louis Vuitton bag. Like, really, girl? You can't pay for five pretzels? You got, like, a $1,200 bag on your arm, and you can't pay for five pretzels? Seriously? So, of course, guys, you know, I had to say something. Okay, I had to say something to this Whole Foods chick. Okay, I had to say something. I could not sit there and be quiet. The New Yorker in me could not be quiet. So I turned to her. Now, mind you, this is lunchtime, guys. Whole Foods is packed. Tons and tons of people in there. And I literally yelled across to her. I said, girl, you are disgusting. And she just looked at me. She's like, excuse me? I said, you are disgusting. I want to let you know that. You're standing here taking your little hands and putting them into the pretzel thing, which is considered stealing, and you're eating the food, okay, that you're stealing, okay? I love you too. Thank you, Nikki. You're putting your grubby little paws into the pretzels that people have to buy. You're eating them, which is basically stealing the food at Whole Foods, okay? And then you're actually holding a $1,500 bag or $1,200 bag on your arm. Oh, wait for it, guys. It gets even worse than this. It gets even worse than this. She's got a cold. Don't have a hard time sleeping, boo. You'll be fine sleeping. Just hang out with me if you fall asleep. I'll help you fall asleep. So this girl, on top of A, having a $1,200 bag in her shoulder in Whole Foods, two, she has a cold. Three, she puts her grubby little sneezy hand paws into the open pretzel container that people are supposed to buy from, and then she eats it. Well, you know, I had to say something to her. I said, excuse me, you are disgusting. I said, you're standing there with the Louis Vuitton bag on your arm, putting your grubby little paws into the pretzels, stealing the food, eating it, and then expecting the rest of us to touch that and want to buy that. I said, you're disgusting. And she just looked at me and she's like, oh, I'm so sorry. I said, you should be sorry. You're not five. You're like, I said, how old are you? She's like, I'm 22. I said, that's right. You're a 22-year-old woman with a $1,200 bag on your arm, and you're stealing pretzels with your grubby little sneezy and she's wiping her nose like this and then putting her hand in the pretzel thing. I just had to say something, guys. You know, I couldn't help myself. The New Yorker in me just had to say something. And everybody was just staring at her at Whole Foods. She literally just started turning bright red. And I was like, girl, whoever taught you manners, literally, you must have had the lights out or something when you were listening. Or you just were tuned out or you were doing something else when someone taught you manners, because that was disgusting. So that was my experience today at Whole Foods. And I'm sorry. I'm like that, guys. I'm a New Yorker. Hi, Sweet Pea, for joining. How you doing, Garner? Gamer. I'm sorry, but I'm a New Yorker. If you're doing something disgusting in front of me, I'm going to call you out. I don't care if we're, like, in Yankee Stadium. I don't care if there's 5,000 people around. I don't care if everybody's listening. I will call you out on your nastiness. This is what I do. I can't help it. I'm going to say something. And by the way, if you're from New York, you don't get embarrassed. There's no level of embarrassment for New Yorkers. New Yorkers just don't care, right? Any of my people out there are New Yorkers? You know what I'm talking about. New Yorkers have no level of embarrassment. Nothing bothers us. We will say anything we have to say because we're not afraid to say our feelings. We're just going to be like, hey, you nasty. Hey, you disgusted. Hey, I can't even handle you. Like, that's how New Yorkers are. So, to that girl in Whole Foods, I don't think she will ever put her grubby, sneezy Louis Vuitton hands into the pretzel jar anywhere ever again for the rest of her life. And you know what? I don't feel bad about saying anything to her. Hello, everybody who's joining me right now. What are you going? Clever or brave? You know, I think if I'm a New Yorker, seriously, I think I'm really more like and brave. But it also depends on the situation. So I would say probably clever. And then other times I'm just like, I really don't care. I'm just going to say what I got to say. And if you don't like it, I really just don't care. You know, we New Yorkers are like that. We just don't care, guys. We'll just say whatever we have to say. So, guys, you know, I haven't talked to you guys in a while because took time off for the holidays. I was stuffing my face. I was hanging out. I was opening my presents. By the way, I loved my presents. They're pretty sweet, so I can't complain. But we have some stuff to talk about that's going on in the celebrity thing. You know, I love talking celebrity stuff with you guys. I love talking celebrity stuff with you guys. But first of all, you know, there's this whole clashing going on between the Kardashians and Blac Chyna, right? So Blac Chyna has now done a lawsuit against the Kardashians. Basically say to the Kardashians, hey, you know, you killed my show. And if anybody was watching the show originally with Robin Chyna, let's be real, Chyna was selling that show. She was selling that show. I mean, Rob was okay, but Chyna was the one who made everything interesting. Let's just be real about that. But honestly, guys, now the Kardashians are coming back and saying, no, it wasn't us who killed the show. It was the fact that you did a lawsuit against our brother with a restraining order. And I'm like, but what does that have to do with anything? Because in reality, like, that has nothing to do with the whole show. Like, they could have actually done a show on just Chyna, and it would have been funny. It would have worked if they just basically would have said to Rob, you know what, you don't even need to be part of this show. Because for the longest time, he really wasn't part of anything with the Kardashian show. So it wasn't like anybody was, like, missing him. So Chyna was the one who made it more interesting. But I kind of believe that Chyna's onto something, guys. Because really, when you think about Chyna, I mean, when you think about, like, E!, there's really no show that E! Has done that they promote other than the Kardashians. So wouldn't you think the Kardashians probably have some kind of a deal with E! That makes, like, them be able to say, like, whether they want something or don't want something? Plus, don't forget, the Kardashians just got paid, like, a $100 million contract to be on to, like, 2020. So I would think they'd have some clout of basically being able to say, like, hey, we don't want Chyna to have a show on our network. But knowing Chyna, I'm not giving up on that girl. I think, because she's pretty clever. She's definitely, okay, now if you're talking about clever or brave, that girl is clever. I have a feeling you're going to see her on another network. Because I don't think Chyna's given up on having her own reality show. I think she's going to do it, but I think she's going to sell it to another network, and some other network is actually going to pick her up on that. I think that's what's going to end up happening. So we'll see how that actually does play out. Hey, guys, thank you for joining. Thank you for joining. We're talking about some celebrity gossip stuff that's going on lately. We've been checking all that fun stuff out. Thank you to everybody on LiveMe. Thank you to everybody on Blog Talk Radio who is listening. You guys are awesome. So, guys, did you guys hear about that congresswoman on the plane? Okay. So, you know, so here's the story on this one with the congresswoman on the plane. So she's on the plane, guys. Okay. And she wants to get on the plane for whatever reason there is. Okay. So she has a teacher who was booked in a first class seat lose her first class seat. Now, can you imagine, guys, like you're going onto a plane and you're like, you're expecting this is your flight, you're expecting this is your plane. And then all of a sudden they come walk over to you and be like, I'm sorry, you're not getting on the plane. We can't let you on. We're going to have to, you know, kick you off with a voucher and just, you know, put you onto another flight. Now, it's not because there's anything wrong with the plane. It's not because of weather. It's not because it's overbooking. It's because a congresswoman wants to sit in first class. I mean, what? So now the congresswoman said, hey, guess what? They're against me because I'm black. Dude, girl, no. No one was against you for anything. Like, they already proved there was no racism involved in this congresswoman. This congresswoman, in other words, they didn't kick the congresswoman off the plane. She kicked another woman off the plane because she's a diva and she wants to be in first class. You know what? Let me tell you, when it comes time to vote her ass back to coach, okay? Because you should, as a congressperson, and then she says that she deserves to be treated like a queen. Excuse me, you know, I deserve to be treated like a queen too, but that doesn't mean I'm going to be treated like one, okay? So I don't know where this congresswoman in politics gets the idea that she's so special. Excuse me, kick your ass. When voting comes, this congresswoman, I would actually pull up her name because I was like, I couldn't believe that she actually did this. I was like, you know, you're just like a work of art. And definitely when it comes to voting time, guys, I don't get into politics, but seriously, someone needs to vote this woman back to coach, this congresswoman, because her attitude is pretty crappy for her to be able to say like she feels like she's that entitled. Honey, you're not entitled to anything. Remember, the voters are the ones who put you in, right? So why are you entitled to anything? You're not entitled to crap. I'm sorry. Don't sit there and be like, I'm a congresswoman, so I should be in first class. Excuse me? And how about this, guys? I wonder who's paying for that first class ticket, because I bet you but you and I are probably paying for that when we go to work every day. That's probably paying for that first class ticket for that lady to sit there and say she deserves it. So she had to release this whole statement and stuff. But apparently this congresswoman has been like always felt like she needed to be treated like a diva. Really? Really? You think you deserve to be treated like a diva? Why? Because people voted you in? They can vote you right back out. So I don't know why you think you deserve to be special. You're not special, sweetie. But anyway, her name, I pull up her name so I can get out to it. So at first, they wouldn't do her name, but I think now they said they gave her name. Okay, so the teacher's name is Simone, and they try to say, oh, well, too bad for her. So Jackson Lee is her name, and she released a statement and said that the woman was upset because she was because the congresswoman was of African-American. I'm like, dude, she's not upset because she's African-American. She's upset because you took her seat, okay? She wants to sit in her seat and get on her flight. She's mad you took her seat. She don't give a crap that you're black, okay? So don't play that. You played the congressman card, okay? That's the card you played. So don't sit here and say that this woman took your seat off a plane. You played the congresswoman card, okay? So don't start that crap. I hate when people do that. Be like, oh, well, she doesn't like me because I'm black. No, listen, I'm mixed. I can say it right now. It had nothing to do with you being black, okay? Don't even start that card. But yeah, so this woman now, her name's Jackson Lee, and she's the one who was traveling and said that she was able to take the seat. So trust me, anybody in this woman's district, vote her ass back to coach. She needs to get back to coach. She shouldn't be allowed to be into that plane. She sucks, okay? That's just my opinion on that. You shouldn't be allowed to even – you should have been happy you even had a seat in coach, sat back there, and be happy you got a flight on the plane at Christmas time, because there's plenty of people who can't even afford to fly back home to see their family or be with their family. So that's how I feel about that one. I thought that was kind of interesting with that, and I was like, I don't even get that. So anyway, going back into another interesting thing that happened, which is now into another political arena, is people were complaining. Did you guys see on social media the picture of Tiffany and Ivanka Trump, and they were in a bikini? So people were complaining, like, how dare you show yourselves in a bikini on vacation? But I'm like, okay, guys, let's be real on this. They're Trumps. Their dad is worth $1 billion. I mean, he could practically buy an island for them, okay? And people are complaining because they're on vacation in bikinis. And by the way, they're not even on vacation at some exotic resort. They're on vacation at their dad's golf course. And I'm just like, people, why are you complaining? I mean, celebrities show us pictures of themselves in like Bora Bora or Italy or someplace else, and you're complaining about the Trumps being at their dad's resort? Go away. Just go away. Like, go away. I can't even take you. Go away. Go away. You know, and they're just like, people are in an outrage that they're showing themselves in bikinis. Well, what else do you wear at the pool? Is there something else that you wear at the pool besides a bikini? So why are people complaining about the Trump girls being at the pool in a bikini? Like, what do you want them to be wearing at the pool? You want them to be in, like, sweaters there in Florida? So I just think when people sit there and have comments about celebrities, you know, at least if you're going to moan and groan and complain about a celebrity, have it make sense. Don't moan and groan about somebody who's in a bikini by the pool at a place that their dad owns. I mean, let's be real. I mean, their dad's the president. They could have pretty much gone anywhere. They could have taken one of the planes and, like, literally gone anywhere around the world, and they're just at their dad's place, and people are like, you shouldn't be on vacation. You should. I'm working a job. I'm like, okay, well, fine. You know, we all work jobs, but we also, if we have a pool where we live, go to the pool and sit in a bikini when the weather lets us. So I don't really think that they were doing anything wrong, and I don't really think it was such a big deal that people have to be complaining about it. I think there's more important things to complain about in the world than two people sitting at on a bikini in a place and not having an issue. I thought that was just kind of like really, really stupid. Do you guys ever watch Million Dollar Listing? Do you guys ever watch Million Dollar Listing? It's like a really popular show on Bravo that has it goes around and do it in different cities. They do it in New York. They do it in Los Angeles. And it's like these like top realtors who sell these ridiculously overpriced homes. Oh my God, if you live in LA, I honestly don't know how you pay rent because that place is sick expensive. You go there for a house and it's like this big and it's like $3 million. And I'm like, it's a closet with a front door. Like, how do you pay $3 million for a closet with a front door? Yeah, exactly. Thank you for all the love, because you know, whoever you are, show me all that love. You know exactly what I'm talking about. LA is ridiculous, okay? So they're going ahead, and they're actually, these two brothers who are really popular on the show, Million Dollar Listing, are actually getting sued for millions of dollars. And so I kind of read a little bit about what exactly is going on in this, guys. So apparently in the lawsuit, what's happened is there was a client who was like having a financial issue. So he put his house with these brothers to list. And apparently they could not get the house sold. He had to go in bankruptcy and basically dump the house. Well, then another buyer came in, bought the house for like $5 million, which was, I believe, more than what the guy was asking for. I'm going to just go back and check to make sure, because I don't like to give you guys information if I don't think the information is 100% correct, because then I come out looking like I'm an idiot or something like that. So, okay, so yeah, so then what happened is, okay, so he had to force, and it was into bankruptcy, this client. He had to sell the house. A buyer came in a year later, bought the house for $5 million, and then flipped it for $10. So he basically came back to these two brothers on Bravo, which is the Altman brothers, and said, hey, you obviously sifted me for millions of dollars and gave me really bad advice, because this guy who came in now literally doubled his money from like $5 million to $10 million. And I could have been that guy. And it's basically your fault that this happened to me. But the thing is, guys, like, I kind of understand where he's coming from a little bit, but you did go into bankruptcy, dude. Like you did. Like you were in dire financial straits. Like you listed the house and then 2 months later you went bankrupt. So I don't really know how that's 100% the Altman brothers' fault, because in reality, like you were already in a financial situation. Like you already had an issue and a problem. So if you already had a problem, why are you blaming other people for it? You know what I'm saying, guys? Like, why are you blaming someone else when you were in such like tough financial position that you had to like dump your house in 2 months? Like you wouldn't even have lasted a year to be able to even sell the house, because it took him like a year later before the house even got sold. So, I mean, I get that you may be pissed off that someone else came in and made money, but kind of going back and looking at stuff, like if you were in such bad situation that you had to financially dump your house in 2 months, really no one could have saved you from that. So I just don't really understand why he's trying to blame someone else from something when you kind of look at the information and you're just like, that doesn't really make sense why you're kind of like pissed off about that. I'm sorry guys if I have like really crazy hair today. Today's one of those days today where the weather's just like really weird in Atlanta. So I'm in Atlanta, guys, and it's freezing AF here. I mean, for Atlanta weather, probably not where you guys are from, but it's definitely freezing here. And I know you guys are wondering why I'm not playing any music right now. It's because I am doing a thing right now on Blog Talk Radio. I am having a show on there, but after the show, I will definitely stay on with you guys at Live Me, and I will definitely play some music, some fun music, so we can kind of keep ourselves going. If you haven't fallen asleep yet, floral on my shirt, I hope you're having sweet dreams right now. I hope I helped you fall asleep. So I know you were trying to get there. And thank you, everybody, who is joining me. You guys are awesome. Thank you for joining me. Oh, hearts and love. I love the little Santa. They're so cute. So thank you for all the love on here. And thank you, everybody, listening to me on Blog Talk Radio, too, as well. So, yeah, I thought that was like, I understand when you have a problem, but if you kind of go back to why you originally have the problem, you really can't be suing people when the original problem was kind of like your fault, not really their fault. So I was like, whatever, you can have whatever complaints you want, you know, that's fine. So Sierra did a really, I love Sierra, by the way, I think she's awesome. And she has the baby with, I think she had a child. Yeah, she had a child with Russell already. She's married to a football player. Ciara, and she also has Future's little baby too as well, which I love Future. Future's awesome. We actually did some stuff with one of his producers. Great guy, John Boy. Awesome, awesome guy. But Ciara did this really kind of like, you know, sexy dance on her, I believe it was her Instagram. Just basically to say, hey, look, I kind of got my baby body's like gone. I kind of got my body back. I look great and everything like that. And I love the dance she did. But I just don't know why she put so much filtering on it. Maybe it was just to have it kind of a hazy look, but it was like really hazy looking, like really, really super filtered out. And I'm just like, Ciara, you're already so pretty. You don't need that filter crap on you. You could just show yourself, honey, because you're already gorgeous. You don't need to be like throwing filter upon filter to do it. But she looks great. She looks amazing. And it just was like, I thought, wow, that was kind of cool to basically say, hey, my body's back. I got my body back. I look awesome. So yeah, she did this. If you have a chance, you can check out the video. I believe it's on her Instagram. Just kind of like dancing around and everything. And of course, you know, she's an amazing singer, dancer. So I'm sure that helps with her getting her post-baby body back. But yeah, I just wondered why she just put so much filter. Because I'm like, you're pretty girl. You don't need to put millions of filters on you. You look awesome. You know, rock the beauty all the way from head to toe. We don't need to be filtered out when we do stuff on everything. So yeah, that was kind of interesting that she kind of put that out there for Christmas. That was kind of fun. It's good to see people like being able to like, you know, get their baby body back. I know that's like usually not easy and stuff like that. So a lot of people were complaining about the whole Kardashian Christmas card thing, how Kylie wasn't on there. I hate to say this, guys, but I really was not impressed by the Kardashian Christmas card. My take on that is that if I was a reality person and I had the kind of money they had, I would be doing like Christmas around the world. Like I would have been like, I'm in France. I'm in Rome. I'm in Bora Bora. Like I would have kind of made it a little more interesting than rather than it being like the same type of pictures, basically every single day, you just put people in and out of the picture. So I was like, eh, it's okay. But I wasn't really super impressed by the whole thing. But a lot of people were like, why is Kylie not in anything? I have my own theories on that with Kylie. And you kind of have to remember, like, if you looked at Kylie before was more like kind of tomboyish, really, with her looks, which I actually loved how Kylie looked before because I think she looked great. And then they kind of were like, I guess, not really happy with Kylie's look. So a lot of people say they just basically shot, you know, fillers into her face. So if anyone knows anything, like when you're pregnant, you can't do all that stuff to your face. Like you can't fill your body full of chemicals because obviously the chemicals are going to go to the baby. So my take on why you're not seeing a lot of Kylie is because Kylie being pregnant is not able to maintain the same glam that she did before because you have to like shoot fillers into your, and when you do those fillers like every 90 days or whatever amount of time, you have to keep maintaining them. Otherwise they basically just get absorbed into your body and they disappear. So I think the reason why we're not really seeing much of Kylie is because Kylie isn't going to look like how she would normally look at the glam Kylie without all that stuff being shot into her face to make her have that look, all that maintenance, you know, because let me tell you, that skin maintenance stuff is insane. Like you are literally every 2 weeks, you know, going to, you know, maintain all of that to keep all that going. So I think that's why you're not seeing Kylie, because in reality, Kylie can't be Kylie. Like she can't shoot all those fillers into her lips and her cheeks and all that kind of stuff and keep that look going because you just can't do it when you're pregnant. You know, you can't put chemicals into your body that are naturally your body's absorbing, which of course the baby is then going to get. So I think that's one of the reasons that you're not seeing Kylie. Plus also, you know, who knows what changes her body are going through right now. And she, like I said, she can't go in and get, you know, cool sculpting or any of that kind of stuff. Like all that has to stop until after she has the baby. And if you guys remember, Blac Chyna had $100,000 in surgery done to her body after she had Dream, which Rob Kardashian paid for. So I'm sure that that Kylie isn't going to do anything until once the baby's born and she can have her body filled up with the fillers and whatever else she has to do. And then you'll basically see her out in public. But until she could do all that stuff to her body, you're not going to see her or anything like that. That's my take as to why you're not seeing Kylie. I think it's because Kylie just basically wouldn't look like Kylie if you saw her. I think they said like she's done one or two Snapchats, but even the Snapchats she's done with filler. Yeah, exactly. That's what I know. That's what I'm telling you. Yeah, fake as fuck. I get that. Exactly. But that's the thing. Like I said, it's all like fillers and shots and things. And all that stuff, guys, has to be maintained. Like you have to go literally every 2 weeks and get like a shot, a shot, a shot, a shot. And here's the thing, guys, like I ain't shooting anything. Sorry. What you see here is like what I got. Like I will, trust me, I go on to Amazon people and I use all the like, you know, I mean, whatever we have out there that we can use to kind of naturally work on this. Me and needles don't go together. Like, no, like, trust me, me giving blood is about as much as you will get. Like, that's all you're going to get. Like, I'm not into the whole needle thing, guys. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you. Yes. These are my lips, honey. These are the ones that God gave me. That's it. Everything on here, the eyes, thank you. Yeah, boo, I do agree with you. Okay, so we got a comment coming in here from Takeover. Absolutely. And thank you so much. Thank you so much for about the lips. Yeah, the thing is, really, the fake thing and all that filler crap, I mean, it eventually dissolves in your body, guys. So, yeah, can you imagine if you start doing that filler stuff at Kylie's age, like Kylie started doing the fillers when she was in her teens. Can you imagine later on? I mean, that stuff is supposed to happen like way later on in life. Thank you for the likes. Thank you, boo. I love you. Thank you. Okay. Tool, honey, I will help you. Trust me. I'm telling you, there's stuff on Amazon people you can get that the beauty people use that's perfect for your face. You can use to do everything to keep the wrinkles away, to make everything smooth and beautiful. And I'm telling you, you don't need to shoot nothing into you. Okay. It is not necessary. You can get all those beauty tools and all that beauty stuff without having to shoot crap into your face or shoot anything into your body. It's not necessary. I mean, like I said, and the thing is, once you start it, guys, you can't stop. Once you start shooting stuff all over your face, like you can't stop. Okay, so I'm going to tell you guys a funny story. So when I used to live in Boca, okay, like Boca is like LA, guys, okay? Oh, my God, thank you so much for the likes. Thank you, boo. Boca is like LA. Okay, so people just walk around and you go into the mall and there's like these kiosks in the mall where you can go in there and they will shoot stuff into you, like literally. So my friend and I used to actually go over to the Boca Mall right after lunchtime, because anybody who wanted to get stuff shot into them had to usually ran and did it on their lunch hour. Okay. So we would literally go over to like the counters and we would basically be like, excuse me, can I see that bottle of perfume right there? And they literally would answer us like this. Okay, do you want to see the one under the left or do you want to see the one on the right? Because literally they had just gotten their shot. And then we would keep trying to talk to them more and they were just like, okay, well, I'm going to go around the corner and see if I can find this one. I don't really know. It was, seriously, it was freaking hilarious. Like, we would just be like, who wants to be that way? Like, you humanly can, because you could not move your lips, because you just got all that shots done into you. You could not move your lips. And let me tell you something. You can give advice all you like, okay? So I'm going to tell you guys, my daughter went, and I'm going to tell you this. So my daughter went, and we warned her. We said, don't shoot any crap into your face. Like, don't do it. Don't do it. So, of course, you know, when someone says don't do something, what do people do? They do it. Okay? So she decided to go and get something shot into her face, into her lips. Not kidding you. She came over to see us, and this happened about 2 weeks ago. Okay? She came over to see us, and she was like this. I was like, oh, my God. And I knew what she did. And trust me, she wanted to not tell us that she did it. But I'm like, please, I used to live in Boca. Like, I know when people get stuff shot into their face. You see it all the time. So here she is walking in with the, you know, the, and I was just like, what's wrong with your face? Nothing, just touch my face. I haven't done anything. I was like, girl, you look like someone took a suction cup to your lips. Okay? What did you do to your face? So literally, she walked around, and it was, and the thing was, every place we went, people were like, oh my God, what happened to your lips? Oh my God, what happened to your face? And I'm just looking at her like, you know, you naturally already have great lips. What the hell are you doing? But like I said, when someone tells people, sometimes when you tell people not to do something, they just have to prove it to themselves. Like, people, my mom always had a saying, and my mom's saying was, people will take the easy way or the hard way. So it's like, I have one who literally has to do everything the hard way. So I just sat back and watched her duck lips going. And this, her lips were swollen for like 4 or 5 days. I even said to her, I'm like, can you even eat? Like, can you even eat with your duck lips? I just want to know. Like, what is that? And then what it does, to be honest with you guys, you really got to be careful with lip injections, because it actually makes your lip like curl up. And I'm just like, literally, are they trying to make the tip of your lip touch the tip of your nose? I just was like, don't do it. So like I said, when it comes to Kylie, chances are she looks like, you know, stuff is melting right now. So it's going to take her a while after she has that baby. They're going to rush her into the doctor and shoot that crap all back into her again to get her back to having her look. So don't expect to see Kylie until that's done. And the glam squad goes back and does all their, you know, shooting stuff inside of you. But like I said, guys, just be really careful when you start shooting this stuff into your body. I'm telling you, there's stuff that you can get that you don't need to shoot anything into your body. You could smooth out your face. You could get rid of the blackheads. You could make everything good. And it's all done without chemicals, guys. Honestly, you do not need the chemicals. I mean, try to avoid that stuff. As much as you see celebrities shooting that crap into them, don't do it. I'm giving you the advice, please. I know mine didn't listen to me, but I'm giving you some advice right now. You can overdraw your lips. You can get awesome concealer. I mean, there's stuff you can do, and there's stuff, like I said, you can get on Amazon, which I'll do one for you guys. I actually have some stuff coming, and I will go over all that with you guys. I'll show you what I actually use, and I'm telling you, you could just stay away from that. that shooting a needle into your face crap. I mean, I'm sorry. And I remember always about think about this, guys. Your face is something that you have to look at every day. So if you shoot crap into your face and it doesn't look good, you're stuck with that look. Like, you're stuck looking at that every single time. And trust me, a bad, botched up needle job, you are frozen in time for 60 to 90 days. Like, that's what you're going to look like. So seriously, try to stay away from shooting crap into your face, because I'm telling you, if you get someone who doesn't know what they're doing and they shoot crap into your face and those like fillers thing and Botox and all that, and they do a bad job, seriously, you're going to look messed up for like 60 or 90 days, and you can't fix that with makeup. Because if half your face is up and the other half is down, no makeup is going to even that crap out. Like, that's just not going to happen. So I will definitely go over a thing with you guys on how to do the makeup stuff so you guys don't have that whole issue and all that kind of craziness. So, of course, guys, we talked about So I just want to know, what's it about celebrities getting arrested for stupid crap? You know, like, what makes someone want to get arrested for the stupidest of things? Okay, so, you know, have you ever guys ever seen My Big Fat Greek Wedding? Okay, so there's a lady there who plays the mom, okay? So she was shopping in California, right? And she decided that she doesn't have any money for her groceries. And she had like $200 in groceries. So she decided she was just going to walk out the door with those groceries. Okay. I'm just like, wait a second. You did, and by the way, this woman has acted in a lot of different movies. Okay. It's not like she's only acted in one show. She's acted in a lot of things. So, and she's 77 years old. So I don't know if they're going to say maybe it was an age thing. I don't know. But she actually tried to hide. She tried to hide the groceries in like plastic baggies. So I don't think she was smart enough to